You're listening to the Texas Standard. And on this Monday, literal weather watchers tracking ominous atmospheric activity in the Gulf off the Texas coast this hour. An Air Force Reserve hurricane hunter on standby, ready to fly to a spot near the Yucatan Peninsula, where a storm system's building steam, already slinging random weather events our way. For more, we're joined by Alan Shoemaker. He's a meteorologist for KRGV Channel 5 News. That's the ABC affiliate in the Rio Grande Valley. Mr. Shoemaker, thanks for speaking with the Standard.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
So, as I understand it, the latest from the National Weather Service today, cyclone likely yet to be named storm. Is that right? What are you looking at?
Yeah, that's basically where we are. We have kind of a loosely organized area of low pressure near the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico that could try to pull itself together later today or tomorrow. They might send a plane out from the National Hurricane Center to investigate it, but it's right now its current position of about the center of it is roughly 800 miles from the coast of Texas. So we still have plenty of time to watch it. We're talking maybe as early as Thursday to maybe see some effects if it would come this way.
I see. So nobody's quite battening up the hatches, closing up windows or anything like that. So what is it that you are looking for as a meteorologist? I mean, as you think about, okay, I'm going to have to tell residents of the Valley and the Gulf Coast something. What is it that you're keeping an eye out on?
The best thing is to just be prepared this week. The computer models have been all over the place, so what we're looking for is which track it will generally take. They've been split between going up toward Louisiana and Florida or coming westward anywhere along the Texas coast. And I think more of the reliable computer models are trying to push it farther west, the ones that we would probably count on more for a more accurate track. So that's why we want to be concerned. But at the same time, if a storm does come this way, you want to be prepared. Even if it doesn't become a hurricane, I think most of the models generally agree it may be a tropical storm for maybe the strongest intensity. But, it doesn't even take a hurricane to do major damage. If you remember, I think it was 2001, Tropical Storm Allison rained for a few days on Houston and caused massive flooding.
So right.
That was just a tropical storm. But because it was very slow and just basically stayed in the same spot, it just rained and rained and rained for days.
Yeah. But as you look at this storm season, Mr. Shoemaker, it's my understanding, I can't remember any previous storms, at least of this season, so we'd be looking at the first major tropical storm, if in fact it does come together as the National Weather Service fears. How do you keep Gulf residents from getting a kind of storm fatigue, right? I mean, you put out the warnings there, but sometimes they end up being weaker than predicted, or they change trajectory at the last minute. It's another model that ends up winning.
Yeah, it is. One of the challenges with the computer models has been the intensity forecasting. Most of the computers generally are doing pretty well with the track, the path of the storm, but they still do have a bit of a deficiency when it comes to forecasting the intensity. So sometimes the intensity isn't there, and sometimes, I think in the case of this storm too, it's kind of straddling the borderline between which track it's going to take. Like maybe if the center forms a little bit farther north from where it looks like now, it could go more toward Florida or Louisiana. But if the center kind of forms a little farther west or south in this cluster of rain out there right now, then it's more likely to come to Texas. So, I mean, just, 100 or 200 miles difference makes a big deal.
Yeah. So, but you have this situation where sometimes folks evacuate or they prepare for nothing, right? And if that happens a couple of times early in the season, you concerned about complacency, and what advice do you have for those on the coast right now?
I think it's always to be better safe than sorry. I mean, when you're dealing with tropical systems especially, they can flare up sometimes at the last minute, even if you're not expecting them to. I mean, sometimes they can go from weak tropical storm to hurricane in less than a day. And so the matter of a storm sitting over the water for an extra 24 hours can all of a sudden create havoc. So if you're not ready for it, it's going to be too late. I mean, it's better to evacuate before the storm hits than trying to scurry at the last minute when the roads are clogged or flooded and trying to get away, in a safe spot.
It's obviously a story to keep your eyes on throughout the week. Meteorologist Alan Shoemaker is going to be doing that. KRGV Channel 5 News, ABC affiliate in the Rio Grande Valley, is where he's meteorologist. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.